Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Mouth Sword Ministries. I'm your host, Timothy Aaron. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day you've given us, another day of your mercy, your rich mercy, your grace, your loving kindness. We thank you for meeting our needs, providing for us, giving us time to get things right, to repent, and to seek you. We just thank you for everything that you have done in the mighty, wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Today we're going to talk about the fourth trumpet, the fourth trumpet. Have you ever said to somebody, man, time sure is flying. Time is moving fast. You know, it seems like a month, the beginning of the month will come, and then before you know it, it's at the end of that month. Or the, you know, it's Tuesday, and then before you know it, it's Friday. And you're like, man, where did the week go? So I believe it's something to that. You know, I believe that, you know, God has given us a little taste of how it's going to be one day when time really is short. It's moving a whole lot quicker than normal. And so that's why I want to talk about the fourth trumpet today. You can find the fourth trumpet in Revelations chapter 8, verse 12. Revelations chapter 8, verse 12. And now let me say this. You know, we may have been taught, I know I was taught long time ago, that the book of Revelations is a book of prophecies that take place in the final 7 years of life on earth. And I have concluded that that's not true at all. Some of the prophecies in the book of Revelations have already taken place. Just based on Revelations chapter 1, verse 1, you know, Jesus is telling John that these things will shortly come to pass. He wasn't talking about 2,000 years later. He was talking about these things are going to shortly begin. It will shortly come to pass. And so some of the seals, seven seals in the book of Revelation, some of them have been opened. And then some of the trumpets have sounded. So there are seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials. I can say that, well, I believe that only the seven vials, or the seven bowls, as some translations put it, none of them have been opened. I believe those are reserved for the final 3.5 years. But the seals and the trumpets, some of them have been opened. So we're going to talk about the fourth trumpet. I don't believe it has sounded yet. I do believe trumpets 3, 2, and 1 have been sounded, but I don't believe the fourth trumpet have sounded yet. So, and we'll talk about the other trumpets later, but I want to talk about the fourth trumpet right now. Revelations chapter 8, verses 12. It says, and the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. So a third part of the day and the night was basically removed. So we are talking about when this trumpet sounds, we are going to go from a 24-hour day to a 16-hour day, a third part. You know, 3 times 8 is 24. If you take away a third, that's to take away 8 hours. So we're one day, the Bible is telling us that we are going to move to a 16-hour day. Man, can you imagine that? Time really will be flying then. You know, we're going to have a shorter day one day. So I just wanted to talk about that because I believe the Bible gives us other information about this trumpet as to when this trumpet will sound. I like to go to Luke chapter 10. Now, Jesus in Luke chapter 10, he does a lot of prophesying in this chapter. He gets 70 disciples and he sends them out in groups of 2. and he gives them great power to do great things, to do miracles and to cast out devils. And it really is nothing but a prophecy. It's a type and shadow of the two witnesses during the end time. And I just would like to read what Jesus has to say during this type and shadowing of the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11. I'm going to start at verse, I believe it's verse 17 of Luke chapter 10. And it says, and the 70 disciples returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Because see, he has empowered these two disciples to do great things for this time period. And they came back happy and excited. And then this is what Jesus says in verse 18 and 19. And remember, he's prophesying here, because let's read it. He says, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Okay. And then he says, and behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So to me, Jesus is telling us right here the timing of the fall of Satan, and really the time of the fifth trumpet and the sixth trumpet. Yeah, that's right. He's letting us know that during the time of the two witnesses, basically the fourth, fifth, and sixth trumpets will sound during the time of the two witnesses. Okay. He says, now, when he, in verse 18, he says, and I say unto them, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now he's prophesying here because Satan hasn't fell from heaven yet. Satan falls from heaven in Revelation chapter 12 when he's fighting Michael the archangel, and that hasn't happened yet. Okay. And so Jesus is doing the same thing that Isaiah was doing in Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12 when Isaiah said, O Lucifer, how art thou fallen? So we're talking about prophecy here. We're not talking about a history lesson. We're talking about things that are going to happen. So it's very interesting. I believe Jesus is giving us a timetable of when Satan is going to fall. He's going to fall during the time of the two witnesses. Now, if you have read Revelation chapter 12, you know, Revelation chapter 12 talks about a great war in heaven where Michael and Lucifer are fighting. And Michael wins and he kicks Satan out of heaven and Satan falls. Okay. And I want to read what Revelation chapter 12 says about the fall of Satan. If you go there with me, Revelation chapter 12. It's a very interesting passage here. And it's Revelations 12 and 12. We are seeing this 12 theme a lot. It says, therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Why does he have but a short time? Okay, let's look at that a little bit. When Satan falls from heaven, the Bible in Revelation chapter 12 verse 4 talks about how he draws a third part of the angels. Now keep in mind, Revelations chapter chapter 8 verse 12 talks about one third of the angels, or one third of the stars will be darkened. So I believe this is talking about the same third here. And so Satan is fallen. Now one third of the angels are fallen. And then the woman at the beginning of the chapter in Revelation chapter 12, she flees. Now remember, she's standing on the moon. So she has some sort of effect on the moon, because I believe she's an angel of time herself. And she gives birth to the appointed time of Christ. Because if you read the chapter, it says she pushes out the baby, and the baby's caught up to God. She has just given birth to the appointed time of Christ, because she is an angel of time. And then Matthew chapter 24, Jesus says, no man knows the day or the hour, but only the Father in heaven knows. So this kind of all comes together. So she has an effect on the moon. One third of the angels are darkened or have fallen. And the sun is smitten. So this woman, she is having some effect on the sun. She's having some effect on the moon, and one third of the angels are fallen. So I believe Revelations chapter 8, verse 12, when it talks about one third of the day will be cut away, basically, is also Revelations chapter 12. It's telling you how. And then Jesus gives us more information, and he tells us when this all takes place. It takes place during the time of the two witnesses. So I think this is how you like kind of interpret scripture by scripture to know when things are going to take place. Now we ain't going to know no exact day or no exact hour, but we can get a roundabout time frame of when these things happen. We know the two witnesses are going to have a 3.5 year ministry. So during their 3.5 year ministries, trumpets 4, 5, and 6 will sound during that 3.5 years. Sometimes Satan's going to fall. The fifth trumpet has to do with scorpions. Jesus says, behold, scorpions or serpents won't be able, you would tread on them. He said it to the two witnesses when he was prophesying. And so that's why I believe trumpets 5 is referring to the scorpions that Jesus mentions in Luke chapter 10. And then I believe trumpet number 6 refers to the serpents that he is referring to in Luke chapter 10. So it all comes together. Sometimes you got to get a piece of paper out and write a lot of these stuff down and connect the dots. But it sounds like to me that we can kind of place trumpets 4, 5, and 6 during the time of the two witnesses. So when we see two witnesses come up on the scene doing great things, we know we are definitely in the final 7 years, and that trumpets 4, 5, and 6 will sound. Okay. I hope you found that interesting. I'd like talking about Revelations. It's a good book. It's a puzzle. You know, when you can put some of the pieces of the puzzle together, it kind of makes you feel good if in fact that's what I have done. So if you have any questions or comments about the fourth trumpet and the 24-hour day turning into a 16-hour day, hey, write me. I would like to hear from you. You can contact me at mouthswordministries@gmail.com. Again, that's mouthswordministries@gmail.com. I'd like to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments about the Bible, I would like to hear from you, because I like the Word of God, love the Word of God. So write me, email me, and hopefully I can get to it and we can talk about it on the air. All right. I'm going to go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you once again for just being there for us, for keeping us in these trying times, for providing for us food, clothing, shelter. We know there's a homeless crisis in America and in the world, probably. We just ask that you just put together a ministry team to meet this need, because this problem is getting worse and worse and worse. Hurting people, homeless people, hopeless people. You know, Satan is just seem like his plan is growing. And Lord, we want to fight the devil in Jesus' name. We want to start turning back some of his work and start reducing some of his effects on humanity. Dear Heavenly Father, we just ask that you empower us to be able to do just that. These things we ask in the mighty, wonderful, precious name of your Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.